Amen. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. As I told you guys, as we got started this morning, that I had this great sermon ready for you. Amen. I had my 5 points. I had my scriptures all over. I even had my illustrations and the stories I was going to tell you in regards to self-control. But I walked in the laundry room this morning, and the Lord switched it all up. And this passage of scripture came to my mind. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. My brothers and my sisters, so many of us, because of life, because of everyday dealings, because of decisions that we make, we get dirty. Because of phone calls, because of email messages that we receive, sometimes, y'all, we just get downright dirty. Because of our actions, because of our attitudes, we just get dirty. David was a man after God's own heart. And David made a mistake one day when he saw a beautiful woman named Bathsheba taking a bath. She looked so good, David had to have her. Even though she was married, her husband was out in the battlefield. David, being the man he was, when he saw her, he had to meet this woman. So he sent one of his fellas over and said, hey, tell her, come on over to the palace and talk to the king. David messed up. David ended up sleeping with this woman. Not only sleeping with the woman, but they had a baby. She got pregnant. David tried to cover it up. Brought her husband Uriah in from the battlefield. Said, listen here, I'm bringing in for a little furlough. And I want you to go home and have a good time with your wife and a good time with your family at your home. And Uriah refused to do that. What he did was he stayed right there at the home of the king. David realized that this man was not going to do what he thought he was going to do. Amen. David's left with the stain of what he had done. So instead of fixing it right then, right there, and fessing up, he messed up even more. Then he ordered that Uriah be sent to the front lines of the battle. And ultimately, Uriah was killed. Bathsheba goes on to have the baby, and the baby passes away. David mourns, amen, because the baby was sick unto death. And once the baby died, David comes out of his misery. Now, Psalm 51, we see that Nathan the prophet, the man of God, came to David and told David a story. And he revealed to David that he had messed up. And David realized that he was dirty and he was messed up and he was nasty. I heard a preacher say one time, he said, I was nasty, stanky, and dirty. Messed up, tore up from the floor up, beat up from the feet up. You know what? It takes a real man or a woman of God to admit when they're messed up. Most of us try to cover up, but David, a man after God's own heart, knew that he had messed up. Psalm 51, he begins to talk to God. He begins to write to God. Amen? And once he realized his sin, not only that had he committed adultery, not only had he slept with a married woman, but he had also been an accessory to murder. Because he sent this man out on the front lines to lose his life. How in the world can this be a man after God's own heart to make a decision like this? My brothers and sisters, none of us are perfect this morning. Amen. I woke up this morning, I put on this white shirt, and I thought I was clean, but I looked in the mirror, and I got a little black spot right in the middle. Some of y'all seen it already. Got a little dirty. I looked down at my sleeves a minute ago. I got a little dingy mark here on my sleeve, Tony. Not even trying to get dirty, I got dirty. So some of us that think we're all clean, we're dirty this morning. You don't even know you're dirty. That thought you just had, you're dirty. Whew. Those intentions that you have for later on, you know you're already dirty. But y'all know the song we sing sometimes. I got to clean up what I messed up and start my life all over again. I want you to know this morning that you can get clean. Amen? As long as you use what you got. David was trying to get, he knew he was dirty, he knew he was messed up, and he's trying to get clean, y'all. Are you trying to get clean, or do you like being messy? Do you like being messed up? Some of you can't sleep right now because you need a bath. Y'all better hear me. You wonder why you can't sleep at night. Y'all remember the song? I'm finna hit y'all with some rap songs now. About to mess that up. Ghetto Boys had a song called My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me. He said, at night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. At night, Deacon Reed finished it. But then the song was, My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me. Because these guys, in that song, the guys had done so much dirt, they had done so much wrong, they had hurt so many people, they couldn't even sleep at night. So dirty. Mind's playing tricks. Some of us this morning, our minds are playing tricks on us. Satan tried to tell you to stay in the bed this morning. Don't go out there to that church because you're too dirty. But I'm here to tell you there's something here. Amen. They can clean you up. Amen. David goes on here, he said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. My brothers and sisters, the reason why we feel like we can't be forgiven for our sins is because, you know what, some of us don't ever ask God to forgive us. Those are the only sins that are not forgiven us. Those that we don't ask God. That's why I'm constantly, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. That's why the Bible says men should always pray. Because men are always messing up. That's why we should always pray. But David didn't get all puffed up when he realized the mistake that he had made. Some of us, when people come to us with sound advice and they challenge us on the decisions that we made, a lot of times, my brothers and sisters, we get mad. Amen? But David, a man after God's own heart, he didn't get upset. He fell down on his face. And he began to talk to God. Oh, my brothers and sisters, verse 2 here says, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Ain't God good? We serve an awesome God. And I told y'all I went in the laundry room this morning. And the Lord started dealing with me on this thing. And on top of my dryer, some of us really love our cars, don't we? How many of y'all love your car? Brothers, he just clapped his hands. A lot of us love our clothes, but I looked on top of the dryer where I keep a upholstery cleaner for my car. And I looked, and I told the Lord began to deal with me in the laundry room this morning. I know y'all think I'm crazy. But I looked at this box, at this bottle, this can, and it says interior cleaner with odor neutralizer. Interior cleaner. My brothers and sisters, we have an ever-present God that will clean us up from the inside. Interior. Some of us need some interior cleaner. You can fix the outside all you want. Folks go to the car lot, they look at a car, and it's clean on the outside, but let me see, is it clean on the inside? But interior cleaner with odor neutralizer. See, some of us, because of some of the decisions that we made, we stink. Some of us stink. God can't be around sin and your mess and that stinky stuff, but I'm so glad. All that his blood is a interior cleaner. You can fool people from the outside, but we got to clean up from the inside. There's a song that says, inside out, you got to know Jesus from the inside out. Hallelujah, somebody. And then it goes on to say, for carpets, upholstery, and floor mats. So the interior cleaner will clean up more than one place. Amen? And then it goes on to say, nothing cleans and neutralizes better. Nothing cleanses and neutralizes us better than Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Y'all better pray with me this morning. This is a Sunday morning special. Amen. I told you I had some real fancy stuff for you, but God took me to the laundry room. And you know what's great about it, Tony? See, some of us, and I'm not teaching nor preaching a work salvation. But you know what? When you put this on, it's a little scratcher here. Y'all see that? And some of us don't want to work this thing out. You gotta be some action in this thing. Amen. It's good stuff in here, but there gotta be a little bit of action. Come on, somebody. Look interior. Some of us need our interior clean. Helps eliminate odors at the source. Y'all see that? At the source, where it started. Just go back where it started, and he'll fix it. Amen? David knew that God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And he realized that he needed to talk to God about it. Amen? Goes on in verse 3 to say, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. I acknowledge I spilled something. I made a mess. I told y'all I was in the laundry room. Amen? My brothers and sisters, God is so good. I looked on in the counter. The counter was sitting wide open. And somebody's supposed to close the counter. I tell Candy all the time, close the counter. I don't like walking in there. Close the counter. But for some reason, God saw fit for her to leave it open this morning. Because there were some things I needed to see. Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renewing me a right spirit. This is all. See, when you do the interior cleaner, then all. Amen. He's gonna work it all out. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? And it says number one. It says number one. He's the beginning, the end, the Alpha and Omega. He's number one. If you put him number one in your life, he'll clean you up. And then you know what I like about this? This is free and clear. Hallelujah, somebody. There's no fragrance in this. Amen. There's no additives in this. This is pure stuff right there. You can drink this and you'll be all right. Because it's pure. Amen. Free and clear. Look, guess what else it says? It says, with stain lifters. Don't y'all need all in your life? Amen. In the Bible, when it says, who should we tell the sinners? See, he said, tell them I am sent you. I am everything. I am the beginning. I am all. I'm everything. Woo. Y'all rolling with me this morning? I know some of y'all struggling with this. And it said recommended by dermatologists. And it says for sensitive skin. Oh, hallelujah, church. So some of us have some sensitive areas in our lives. But the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, somebody. We will wash you clean. We'll wash you as white as snow. I told y'all this is Sunday morning special. And then, let me stop right here. Then in fine print here it says, safe for all washing machines. Did y'all miss that? Jesus is safe for all. He's not going to leave you, nor for, he's not going to hurt you. So some of us are afraid to get cleaned up because we don't want to lose that, miss out on some of the stuff that we're doing. But it's safe for all. It's for your good. Hallelujah. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I know this is kind of crazy. Interior cleaner. All with stain lifter. Talking about the blood this morning. And then, my brothers and sisters, creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. I wish I had some faultless starch. I really would have preached this thing. I had some stay flow. But the cabinet was open, y'all, and the Lord was dealing with me in the laundry room this morning. He'll talk to you wherever you are, whether you're on the tractor, whether you're driving your car, whether you're in the hospital, you wherever you are, he'll talk to you if you listen. Woo! Preach, I am. And then I looked up in the cabinet, Brother Eli, and I saw some static guard. When you clean it up, when you use all to clean up the interior, woo, hallelujah, y'all better roll with me. And it's safe for everybody. Anybody had some static in your life lately? All of us, my brothers and sisters, have had static. But I thank God that he is a static God. Hallelujah, somebody. He said safe on all fabrics. No matter if you're black, you're white, you're ugly, you're pretty, you're blind, you're lame. Oh, he's a static God. The reason why some of that stuff keep on sticking to you, because you're not using a static God. Oh, when we get clean, Brother Eli. Oh, sometimes you'll think you're clean. And then you'll look down and something's sticking to you. Oh, but I thank God. It said instantly eliminate static clean. See, that stuff that's been hanging on you for years and years and years, the blood of Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, instantly eliminates static clean. Whatever your stronghold is, whatever's been holding on you for years in your life, there's a sermon in your cabinet. I dare you to look in there. I'm talking about cleaning up. I was in my cabinet, Deacon McGuire. This is good stuff, y'all. Woo. All right, let me leave that alone. I'm still in the cabinet. I'm not getting clean, Johnny. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. My brothers and sisters, somebody said that when praises go up, then blessings come down. Every once in a while, you get something in your life that don't seem to want to come out. Come on, Tony, we're going home. It's time to go to the house this morning. My brothers and sisters, I looked in the cabinet. And sometimes you just got to shake things up. Sometimes you need a little extra to get that stain out, my brothers and sisters. And I looked in my cabinet, and I saw some shout. Some things soap and water won't get out. Some things you just got to shout out. I dare you, if you're going through something in your life this morning, I dare you to give God some praise. I dare you to shout it out. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah, Orange Chapel. I told y'all that the Lord began to talk to me in my laundry room this morning. And what I like about this shout, it says number one stain remover. And then it says triple acting. Ain't God all right? One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit. That makes it number one. Ain't God all right? Somebody ought to shout right now, because God is so good. How many of y'all know he's good? How many of y'all know he'll work it out? Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is all we need. The blood of Jesus will clean us up. The blood of Jesus will make everything all right. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Hallelujah. When the Lord's done, I'm done. I dare you, when you feel like you're dirtiest. I know that's not a word, but I dare you to shout it out. I dare you to just have. Hold on, come on. I don't do no pep rallies or nothing like that. Come on, Tony, crank this thing up. I dare you to get up out of your seat this morning and just for a few seconds, holler, just put your hands together. I dare you to shout it out this morning. He's worthy to be praised. You've been praying. You've been waiting. But God is ready to release you this morning. All you got to do is shout it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then put your hands together. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah this morning. Just one time. All you got to do is just say it one time. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 It's time to clean it up. It's time to get clean. Hallelujah. 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 He's my static guard. He's my all in all. He's my interior cleaner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for cleaning me up. The Bible says that he's coming back. For a church without a spot, nor a wrinkle, ain't the Lord all right? I'm so glad that his blood is going to wash me whiter than snow. Ain't the Lord all right? Hallelujah. Is anyone here this morning that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Today is a great day. Today is an awesome day. He's the odor eliminator. He's your static guard. When the whole world rises against you, amen, you will still stand as long as you're standing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. No matter how the winds may blow, no matter how people scandalize your name, lie on you, sometimes life has a way of getting you dirty and you don't even know you're dirty. But as long as you got Jesus in your life, hallelujah, hallelujah, everything will be all right.